was, Rose doesn't like me saying this because she doesn't want to get in trouble, but it was all her idea.
All right, here, blaming it on the Indians again.
Yeah. Hot dogs are ready. Okay, I want it. And coffee's on the truck. So I want to thank everybody for coming. I want you to look around you right now and imagine 20 more people standing beside you. Just imagine 20 people, 50 people. The next time we gather, there's going to be a lot more of us. If I had it my way, we would do this the first Monday of every month from 10:30 to 12:30 until the numbers reflect our outrage. That's my choice. I know it's difficult to get people together. Maybe after March 8th, we will decide. It has to be the first Monday of every month until we get rid of these women haters, these child haters, these disabled people haters. Enough's enough. We're not paying for their tax cuts. Anyway, that's my rant. Last night I spoke at the Unitarian Church, and this is the key phrase I said, okay? The feminization of poverty is a truth we ignore at our own peril. The impoverishment of Mother Earth is an expansion of that truth. Keep it in your heart.
A couple people that are going to do some spoken word poetry, but I'm not quite sure if they're ready yet. Kim, are you ready or not? Yep, Kim's ready. Here she comes.
Yes, you
can. Hello. So, for the last couple years, I've been encouraging poets and writers and stuff to write stuff for rallies and events like this. And when we're out there doing stuff, speak to the people on the sidewalks and all that. Often we're just sort of preaching to each other, and that's kind of boring after a while. So here I was at the Tent City Move in Vancouver. We're moving from Victoria Park to the train station. It was the longest rally I've ever been on. Next thing you know, we turn onto Burrard and we're on Robson, and I'm thinking, why am I not doing what I've been asking everyone else to do? Look at this whole audience. I have people shopping like crazy on Robson, and you know, poor people are trying to find a place to sleep. So this is the first part of this is what I came up with just then, and I just started doing it. And then the second part I had to write. Your KKK capitalist stupor. The government, corporations, and elite are using it to keep you asleep while they sell everything under your feet. Water, hydro, health care, trees. Dot, dot, dot. Bleep, bleep, bleep. That's no legacy. Our children will pay on their knees. But there is a plan B. That's we. We can rise like heat. Overtaking the greed. Live food. Non-GMO feed for our children. Reclaim our inheritance, this earth. We will up and rise. Oh, what a surprise. Self-determination throughout all nations in real time. No bylines, only front line. Thank you. And I encourage us all, I'm going to try and be way more spontaneous like today. Let's write something for today. Anyone else?